Sabbath greetings to all the brethren. I'm Ezekiel Polinati. I live in the beautiful coastal city of Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, India. It's situated in the eastern coast of Andhra Pradesh. I live with my wife Mallika and my two children, Jemima and Simon. In 2010, we learned about the Sabbath and God's plan of salvation. I have known Pastor Scott and Gail Hofke since 2017, when Pastor Scott has been my teacher in ABC. Even after learning many scholarly subjects at the Bible College, it took us several years to become fully convinced in our faith as we carefully studied and understood the Bible more deeply. Through this journey, we began to understand God's desire for us and to have a renewed and transformed life into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Alongside our spiritual journey, we are also involved in community service through a Women Empowerment and Skill Development Center. We work with vulnerable women between the ages of 18 to 45, teaching them sewing and garment making skills to help them earn a livelihood with dignity and confidence. In addition, we conduct workshops where women learn to make detergents, pickles, and other household products. Through these efforts, we aim to help women become financially independent, self-reliant, and empowered to build a better future for themselves and their families. Over the years, our passion for sewing and skill development grew into a full-time business. Today, we own and operate a uniforms business called Excellent Uniforms, catering to schools, colleges, business houses, and industrial organizations. Through our business, we continue to combine professionalism with purpose, creating employment opportunities while serving institutions with quality and dedication. We conduct regular Sabbath services in our home. On Tuesdays, we hold weekly Bible studies at a local NGO that supports AIDS patients. And we also occasionally provide basic groceries to help to meet their needs. In addition, we extend support to a girls' assisted home where many of the residents are victims of domestic violence and physical abuse. We assist them by providing few personal hygiene products, footwear, winter clothing, some bed sheets, towels, and sometimes casual wear. Today, I'm very happy to be here in Spanish Fort, Alabama, and to spend the Sabbath with you all. After 9 years, I'm very grateful to God for giving me this opportunity to once again fellowship with you all and share this blessed time together. Beloved brethren, today on this Sabbath day, we recall the journey from Passover through the days of unleavened bread and onward towards Pentecost. God is leading us through a divine process of redemption, cleansing, transformation, and spiritual empowerment. The Passover reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, as we read in 1 Corinthians 5:7. It reminds us to remove the leaven from ourselves. It says in 1 Corinthians 5:7, "Purge out therefore the old leaven that ye may be a new lump, as you are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." This verse connects Jesus Christ to the Passover lamb, showing that his sacrifice fulfills what the Passover lamb represented, the Lamb of God who gave himself for the sins of mankind. Through his blood we are forgiven, reconciled, and brought near to the Father. Passover is a time of self-examination, showing humility, gratitude, and remembrance of the price paid for our salvation. Alongside then comes the days of unleavened bread, teaching us that forgiveness must lead to change. When we read the next verse in 1 Corinthians 5:8, it says, "Therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Leaven always represented sin, with hypocrisy, pride, bitterness, and corruption. God calls his people not only to remove sin outwardly, but to begin a deeper inward transformation through repentance and being true and sincere. Looking into the book of Ezekiel, there's a powerful message God was giving us in Ezekiel 18:30. God Almighty was instructing and informing the people and commanded that, "Repent and turn yourself from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin." In Ezekiel 18:30, it talks of that true repent is not hopeless sorrow. It is returning home to see the Father. God Almighty is not a guilt dealer. God is not trying to crush people under shame or condemnation. He is not merely asking us to feel bad about sin. God is lovingly calling his people to turn back to him. The Hebrew understanding of repentance is a turning back, turning from darkness to light, from rebellion to obedience, from spiritual Egypt back to the Father. God's desire is restoration and never destruction. He says in the same chapter that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but desires that they turn and live. This reveals the compassionate heart of God. As we talk from Passover to Pentecost, we learn that Christianity is not simply about escaping punishment. It is about becoming transformed people. As we walk from Passover, God is preparing hearts that are willing to walk in his ways. After Israel left Egypt, God did not leave them wandering without a purpose. He led them towards the covenant at Sinai. Likewise, after Passover and unleavened bread, we count towards Pentecost, the feast of the first fruits. This counting is deeply spiritual. Every day reminds us that growth takes time, endurance, with prayer, obedience, and true dependence upon God. Pentecost reveals the next stage of God's plan. At Sinai, God gave his law. In Acts 2, God gave his Holy Spirit. The law written on the stone now begins to be written on human hearts. We cannot overcome sin merely by human effort. We need the Spirit of God to renew the mind, soften the heart, and strengthen our walk. While looking at ourselves in this journey from Passover to Pentecost, the journey begins from forgiveness to transformation, from bondage to freedom, from leaving sin to living in righteousness, from guilt to restoration, from outward religion to inward renewal. This season asks every believer, am I truly turning back to God? Am I allowing bitterness, pride, anger, and fear to be removed? Is God's Spirit producing love, peace, patience, faithfulness, and self-control within me? Am I becoming more like Christ? When we look at the narratives, the disciples spent the days of before Pentecost united in prayer, expectation, and ultimately surrendered to God. We too should use this season for prayer, Bible study, fasting, reconciliation, and spiritual renewal. Brethren, God did not call us merely to observe holy days ceremonially. He called us to become His people inwardly, transformed by His Spirit, and prepared as first fruits for His kingdom. May this walk from Passover to Pentecost draw us closer to God than ever before. May we not remain in guilt, fear, or spiritual stagnation, but truly turn back to the Father with sincere hearts. Psalmist King David said, create in me a clean heart, O God. I renew a right spirit within me, in Psalm 51:10. The same we ask God, Father, we would like to be connected with you. At the end, I would always say, may God Almighty guide our hearts as we continue faithfully toward the glorious meaning and fulfillment of Pentecost. Thank you.